cold front's going to move through the southeast overnight and through the early part of Saturday, reaching Sydney as we head into about sunset. The main feature with this system is very cold air in behind it. Now, that's going to see snow developing to low levels. There are flood watches out for Melbourne and parts of Gippsland, but that's only for falls up to about 20 millimetres. It's in association with very wet catchments across that region. The only rainfall in Queensland will be the very far northern parts of Cape York. Elsewhere, clear, dry and sunny, but fairly widespread frost about much of the inland overnight and in the morning. For New South Wales, generally dry through the northern half. It's in the southern half that we're likely to see some showers, falling as snow to about 700 metres, but those showers more likely about the southwest slopes and the Snowy Mountains region. For Victoria, we've got showers widespread, but they will ease in the west as we move into the afternoon. That easing trend then gradually extending further east overnight. The better of the falls, though, will be about the central and also western parts of Gippsland, and snow down to about 600 metres. For Tasmania, we're expecting to see snow down to about 400 metres, showers widespread, but they'll then contract down to the south, the west and also the northwest of the state. We've also got some showers about the agricultural areas of South Australia, relatively isolated, a little bit of hail as well. And we've also got showers about the southern districts of Western Australia, but they are contracting east. We should see clearer conditions about the far southwest, but some thundery rain developing through parts of the Pilbara, Kimberley and interior of Western Australia. Some moderate heavy falls there. A bit of cloud increasing also through western districts of the Territory.